Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast by Mahmoud Tim Kargbo. President Bio's PAUPA SLPP government was reborn out of the realization that we could no longer afford to have our domestic politics dictated by an Ernest Bai Koroma APC government without democratic legitimacy. Bio's SLPP progressed because people became impatient with the majority of APC politicians who wanted to administer rather than govern. And the SLPP grew further yet because people wished to shape the circumstances around them and were demanding a political party successor fully equipped for that task. PAUPA SLPP now has the most energized, less empowered and informed electorate of any government in Sierra Leone before this time. Sierra Leone now owns a new generation of citizens who understand that their opinion matters, who believe that their voice will be heard, and who know that their vote can shape the society they live in. The SLPP have led a minority administration and a majority one. Right-minded members of the SLPP understand that minority leadership requires negotiations to recognize honest disagreement and then compromise in the public interest. I have no idea if that experience of minority leaders in the SLPP will ever again come in handy. If the suffering majority in Sierra Leone were expecting an open discussion on developmental relationship for the general good with the majority of the stakeholders in the Bio-led administration to sustain the party in governance by learning from past mistakes and correct the present ones, their hopes were successfully dashed by a premeditated self-centered establishment now masquerading around as having the support of the suffering majority in Sierra Leone. The timing for PAUPA SLPP taking over the affairs of the state was very appropriate, but the intention and execution method is killing whatever values their party manifesto would have positively produced to reach its stated bread and butter goal for all nationals. Well, if the cries around the country are anything to go by, the plans for the self-centered cabal to promote their greedy desires at the expense of the majority will lead to a potential disaster that will get the party out of governance if robust, but appropriate actions aren't swiftly taken to address the plight of the suffering majority. As the cracks between the majority of stakeholders in the party and the people continue to grow, it appears the majority of the nationals are no longer willing to sit idly by and see the selected few satisfy their greedy desires at their own expense. The truth is, the majority of the youth and elders are no longer willing to settle for less this time around, and they are calling for developmental relationships with the government stakeholders under the following terms. Sierra Leone's suffering majority want stakeholders within the Bio-led government to express care for them. Show that they like them and want the best for them by be present. The majority of SLPP stakeholders should pay attention when they are with the suffering majority. Be warm. PAUPA stakeholders should make the suffering majority know they like being with them and express positive feelings and actions towards them. Invest. Stakeholders within PAUPA must commit time and energy to do things for and with the suffering majority. Show interest. Stakeholders within the SLPP, PAUPA, should make it a priority to understand who the suffering majority are and what they care about. Be dependable. Stakeholders within the governing SLPP must be people the suffering majority can count on and can trust. The suffering majority in Sierra Leone want stakeholders within the governing SLPP and others in social positions of trust to challenge growth by insisting that they try to continuously improve the vulnerable plights of the suffering majority. This can be categories as follows. Inspire. Help the suffering majority see future possibilities for themselves. Expect. Stakeholders within the governing SLPP must make it clear in actions, not by words, that they want the suffering majority in Sierra Leone to live up to their potential. Stretch. Recognize the thoughts and abilities of the suffering majority while also pushing our youth to strengthen them. Limit. Hold stakeholders within the governing SLPP accountable for appropriate boundaries and rules. The suffering majority want stakeholders within the SLPP and others in social positions of trust to provide support for them by helping them complete tasks and goals. This can be divided into encourage, create the enabling environment for all nationals to survive and put the nationals on top of the pyramid to own our economy. Guide. Provide practical assistance and feedback to help the suffering majority learn tangible things in order to meet the test of times. Model. Let the majority of stakeholders within the SLPP be an example the youth can learn from and admire. Advocate. Most of the stakeholders of the governing SLPP must stand up for the suffering majority when they need them. The suffering majority want stakeholders within the BIO-led SLPP and those occupying social positions of trust to share power with them by hearing their voices and letting them share in making decisions. I divide this into the following. Respect. The suffering majority want key players in the governing SLPP to treat them seriously and fairly. Give voice. Ask for and listen to the opinions of the suffering majority and consider them when making decisions. Respond. The suffering majority want key players within the ruling SLPP to understand and adjust to their needs, interests, and abilities. Collaborate. Work with the suffering majority to accomplish goals and solve problems. The suffering majority want the ruling SLPP and others occupying social positions of trust under the current BIO-led government to expand possibilities. Explore. SLPP key players must expand the horizons of the suffering majority that form the bulk of the country's population and connect them to opportunities that will expose them to new ideas, experiences, and places. Connect. Introduce the suffering majority to people who can help them grow. Navigate. Help the suffering majority work through barriers that can stop them from achieving their goals. In short, the present suffering majority want to enjoy opportunities key players within the BIO-led administration are currently enjoying. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world, since 1999.